Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, for the people, by the people.
It's now time for a chat with John from local band Any Road. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's jump straight in, shall we?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Right, okay, so can you tell me who's in the band and how long you've been together as a band?
Well, currently in the band there's obviously myself, John Weldon, there is Tom Legg on bass, we've got Dan Fall on drums, and we've got our newest member, we've got Mike Wells on guitar.
Okay, so you're a four-piece.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a complicated... When we did the last album, we was three of us, but now we've got Mike in. We've always tried to be a four-piece, but now we've got him in, it's like the solid group again.
Because the last time I spoke to you, we were talking about this in the green room earlier.
Yeah.
The last time I saw you guys, you were a three-piece, but that was a couple of years ago, back at Ventnor Fringe.
We did have someone play with us at that time, a guy called Alex, but for certain reasons, obviously, we've moved on and we've brought in Mike. And the sort of game plan, really, is when we recorded it, we did do it as a three-piece, but we've always wanted that fourth member on the guitar
to add that kind of extra volume and depth to the music. That's cool. I've heard a lot of your material. I think it is great what I've heard.
I was gonna say I'm so sorry.
It's their own, man. I mean, no, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of talented musicians on the island. Yeah, do you know what I mean, that you can't deny. Who do you class as an influence when you're writing and you're laying things down?
Currently writing in the previous album, Megalith, that we did, the influence has kind of been the same. So at the moment, it's been guys like Devin Townsend, Mastodon. They've been pretty big for us. But then, like, individually, we all have our own, like, influences to draw on.
Yeah.
So, like, our bass player, Tom, he's a big Funeral for a Friend fan. You know, drummer Dan, he's really into, say, Coheed and Cambria.
Oh, right, yeah.
Also, System of a Down. That's another band he absolutely draws a lot of influence from. Mike's kind of more of a scattergun when it comes to his influences. I mean, he sort of draws in things. I mean, he's been to his Lamb of God and things like that.
Yeah, so yeah.
We all have our slight differences, but are also we've also got certain bands that we love together, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like a collective.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Mastodon is one of those bands that we're all into, and so is Devin, funny enough. So it comes together for this project that we're doing. You know, as different as we are, you know, in certain ways.
You also share similar things and loves for similar things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it all comes together for this project, you know. I mean, for Tom, like I said, when I mentioned he was into Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah.
That was the sort of bass sound that he wanted for the album, you know, because he loves that.
Mm.
But, like, stylistically, he draws a lot from, I think it's Troy Sanders, I believe his surname is, from Mastodon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he draws from him from the project as well. So it's this kind of bit of a melting pot, in a way.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay, that's cool. Right, so what do you have in the pipeline, such as gigs and any upcoming new music?
So, as far as gigs go, we've got one this Thursday at Strings with Voodoo Raven as support.
Yeah, we've had Jeff from Voodoo Raven into the studio before.
Nice.
Great bloke.
Yeah.
Really, the stories that man can tell.
Yeah.
Honestly, some of them aren't broadcastable, but some of the stories are absolutely amazing.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, he definitely seemed, like, when I've met him once before, it seemed like he had a fair old tale to tell.
Yeah, he's been on tour with some proper bands over the years. An amazing bloke to chat with.
Yeah, well, so they were going to be playing with us at the weekend. Oh, not the weekend, so on Thursday. So we're looking forward to that. That's free entry, by the way, as well.
So that's Strings Thursday,
yeah, this Thursday.
Okay.
23rd.
So what time does that gig start?
That one's at 7:30, I believe, doors open.
Right, okay.
For that, we're going to break out some new, well, not new material, but material that we've not played before. We've also been tinkering with, like, a backdrop that's going to be slightly animated, so it should be...
Oh, right, it's like a Pink Floyd-esque kind of...
Sort of. It's just we're basically just doing this new visuals for the back, but whether or not I can get it to sync between now and then is a different matter. It's all brand new to me learning this stuff. But
yeah, that's the problem with this. You learn as you go, and sometimes mistakes do happen.
Oh yeah, it might be very stripped down from what I've got planned.
it might hey, be,
But it's something different.
You've got to start somewhere.
Absolutely,
you've got to start somewhere. So what else have you got in the pipeline then?
Well, on the 9th of April, we're playing at a charity event in Ryde, Coburg's, Rock for Good.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard lots about these gigs.
Yeah, and we've done their events. Well, we've done that event a couple of times before. They do it for various different charities, I believe.
Right,
and,
okay.
They're always good fun. They're like an all-day event with so many different bands and some original acts, some tribute acts, some cover bands. Yeah, so it should be really good fun. Definitely recommend people to come out for that one as well. Especially, I believe it's a bank holiday weekend as well, I think, that weekend. I might be wrong. Don't hold me to that.
I don't know. What is the day of the gig?
The day of the gig is actually on the Sunday. So I'm not too sure if it's a bank holiday Monday or Friday.
What's the date? Is it
9th of April?
Yeah, that is a bank holiday weekend.
It is, yes.
That is Easter weekend, actually, I believe.
Ah, no, yes, you're right.
There you go.
I am terrible with the calendar.
No, it's all right. I'm just trying to remember dates and stuff in my mind as I'm sat here like, that date sounds familiar. So what about new music? Have you got any new music lined up?
We have, yeah. We've been writing, well, now for about a good year. And then some. This has been quite a challenging one to come together with the ideas.
I mean, obviously, you've had to deal a little bit with the tail end of coming out of lockdown and stuff like that, because yes, that was this time last year, wasn't it? We were coming out of lockdown.
Yeah. I mean, we just finished doing... Well, we'd written an album during the lockdown at that time, which is Megalith.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we released that in 2021, and then which was awesome. You know, amazing experience doing that. And then we kind of feel like now's the right time to start doing more new stuff again. Because of how much fun we had.
Yeah.
So we've been working really, really hard to get all these ideas and demos together. And hopefully what the plan is to get 20 ideas together and whittle them down to the best, say, 10.
Yeah.
And then we're going to release those either end of this year or possibly next year. I reckon it would be more likely to be next year.
Yeah.
Just because it has been really challenging to write this time around. I don't know if that's because of, you know, you lock down, you're not doing anything, so it's like an hour a day. Oh, I'll write some music for an hour a day or 2 hours.
I'll sort out some riffs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. And then, like, by the time you present it to your bandmates, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll add this drum fill and add that bass line. And it's like, oh, right. Then you jam it out and then work your lyrics out. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite a... I mean, I've been in bands before myself, and it is quite a complex process to come up to write new material. And people don't sometimes realise how challenging it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, especially when you've got people from different sort of points of view. I mean, during the lockdown, it was really hard because none of us could get together to do it.
So yeah. It's like, nope.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
It's like, can't leave the house. Got to be safe.
And then you're trying to communicate what it is they say that this song wants to be sounding like in this style.
Mm.
And then you're trying to communicate that, and then it becomes a bit fragmented.
Yeah,
you can't
really
get across properly what it is you're aiming for within a particular track. So, like, someone comes back with something that's, like, completely different, but it makes things interesting as well, because sometimes what you intend a song to be would then turn it into something completely different, but it works and it has its own sound. So you're not sounding like the band that you're influenced by. You're sounding more like yourself.
Yourself, yeah.
Which is awesome. You know, it really, really helped us for that album for sure. And I'm hoping to try and take the similar approach this time around. But this time, obviously, the guys, I want to get them a bit more involved in it once those demos are finished in their full. I mean, of course, they'll still have their pick and say, well, like this idea, don't like that one. Well, let's lose that one.
Mm-hmm.
That way, collectively, we're choosing our favourites out of the ones that have been made. So it's kind of trying to make the best album for all of us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Josh, do you have any questions, mate?
What inspired you to start a band?
Wow. Well, I think many years ago when I first picked up an instrument, I remember like listening to my dad's albums and watching live footage on DVDs, but I think there was a band, well, that everyone must, well, a lot of people will know, called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, everyone's heard of Led Zeppelin.
Absolutely incredible. And those kind of guys, I don't know, the fun they seem to be having made me want to pick up the instrument. So, of course, I went off to do my music university and college and what have you. And during that time, one of the things we were putting together was this project whereby you basically had to create three songs. Like, everybody in the course had to do this. Like, three songs, write and record. So we did that. And during that process, like, a couple of the guys that were knocking about were saying, oh, we really want to get involved in what you've done here. And that's when I started thinking, oh, maybe we can put this project together and actually maybe make some more songs and put a band together around it and do some shows and have some fun
and
with it.
And see what happens, yeah.
And so, like, kind of pulling from what I'd seen as a kid, you know, watching these guys play and, like, AC/DC and all this, I had these thoughts in my head of these guys having fun and thought, do you know what, screw it, let's do it. So that's kind of the reason why everything got started. I mean, the music back then was a lot different from it is now with different members.
But yeah.
So yeah, it just carried on and on since then. And with the guys we've got now, man, it's so much fun playing with those guys. Yeah.
So there you go. You start a band to have fun with good people.
100%. There 100%. You go. You've got to enjoy it.
Right. Anyway, do you have any websites and social medias and such?
Sure, yeah. So we're on Facebook. You can type in facebook.com/anyroadmusic. You'll find us on there. We're also on YouTube. We're also on Spotify. So if you just type in Any Road or Any Road Music, you'll find us through them. Or even type in Megalith for the album.
Right, okay.
And I believe we're also on Instagram, which is at Any Road Music.
So it's the normal social medias, yeah, and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you've kind of already answered my question, my next question that I was going to ask. Can you get your album via, or your music via, your social medias?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You can find it all on there. We post it all the time up on there. So you'll be able to, even if you just type in our band name, you'll be able to find it up on there.
So if I was to go to, say, the social media site, or just type in Any Road into, yeah, a social media site, boop, up it comes.
Yeah.
Is there a main website?
There isn't at the moment. We're right, still working on that.
No,
we're
right,
doing a bit of an update.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, our main one that we use is the Facebook and the YouTube channel. Is what,
okay,
we use.
That's,
yeah,
cool. Right, so when are your next shows?
Next show is this Thursday at Strings in Newport, and then we've got Coburg's and Ride on the 9th of April.
So what time does the Strings gig start?
Strings gig starts at 7:30.
Right, okay.
And I believe that I can't think of the earliest time that the Coburg show begins, but it's an all-day event.
So it's about lunchtime-ish, roughly.
Yes, yeah, okay, it'll be about then, right the way up until the evening.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you very much for coming on the show. It's been
Thank
a pleasure chatting
me.
With you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure this side as well.
Okay,
cheers,
well,
guys.
There you go. That's all good, isn't it?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, for the people, by the people.